I'm Russ White for WKAR News.
This year, Governor Snyder and Mayor Schor have officially proclaimed Friday, May 4, 2018, as Clean Commute Day in the state of Michigan and the city of Lansing.
That's Chloe White, Clean Commute Options Coordinator at CATA.
CATA Clean Commute Options is offering two ways for the community to get involved. The first is our Regional Commuter Challenge. Help Greater Lansing win the title of Michigan's cleanest commuting community by participating in Clean Commute Options' annual Clean Commute Day Challenge. We're competing against Grand Rapids, Southwest Michigan, and Southeast Michigan to accrue the most pledges by the end of the day this Friday. Participation is super easy. All you do is visit cleancommuteday.org/register to register for the challenge. Then all you do is use a clean transportation mode to get to or from work this Friday, or really for any trip that you would normally take in your car by yourself. You can ride CATA or your local public transit agency, carpool, take your bike, walk, vanpool, scooter, skateboard, rollerblade, whatever, as long as you're not in your car by yourself. Lansing is currently in the lead, but we need your help to maintain our winning record. But really, this is about improving our environment and helping our community's air and the state of Michigan's air, and really trying to lower the ozone pollution and the carbon dioxide pollution. So even if one region wins the title, everyone in the state really wins.
We've always seen it as a very relevant event.
Michael Boltice is with West Michigan Rideshare and The Rapid.
It certainly fits with what West Michigan Rideshare does. What we exist to do is reduce single occupancy vehicles, and then in turn, you know, reduce carbon emissions, reduce traffic congestion. So this, the whole Clean Commute Day really fits with that mission. And we just really enjoy the fun aspect to Clean Commute Day. I mean, it's, you know, for any program to be successful, you have to make it fun. You know, pitting the cities against each other, the regions against each other, to see who has the, you know, who can get the bragging rights for the cleanest, commute city is a lot of fun. And the thing here is that we're not asking people to sell their car tomorrow. You know, it's not about that. It's really just about trying a different commute option. If you only do it once a week, you know, that's still reducing emissions and congestion by 20%. So it's a real fun, easy way to just try a different mode, a different commute mode.
First and foremost, I enjoy riding my bike to work.
That's MSU employee Lane Cameron.
It's a healthy approach to life. I do it just because I love it. It relaxes me. I can get to and from work almost as quick as if I had a car, and I live out in Williamston.
MSU employees Alex Parsons, Elvita Martinez-Jones, and Cindy Helms have been carpooling to their jobs on campus from St. John's for over 11 years.
It's worked really great. I think our setup is perfect because we rotate drivers every day. So it's not like I'm on this whole week and whatever. My biggest concerns about it were like, oh no, what am I going to do? I don't have my car. But then you jump in and you realize you don't need your car, or you save your errands for the days that you're going to have your car. So that what seemed like it was going to be a hardship was just not at all. And we get along great. Start out just a day or two a week, you know, like say, well, I'm going to drive on Monday and you can ride with me, and you can drive on Thursday and I'll ride with you. And I think flexibility is the other thing, because things do come up.
And I would advise anybody that had the opportunity to do it. It's wonderful. It's really a great thing to do, because you meet new people and you encourage others to try to be more green as well.
Well, it's definitely cheaper and makes the time go by faster. When you can talk to people on the way home and talk about what happened at work and what happened in the world. And
Clean Commute Day ends with a celebration in Lansing's Old Town.
Join us in celebrating all clean commute options Friday, May 4, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Urban Beat Event Center in Old Town. Whether you participated in the Regional Clean Commute Day Challenge or not, join us in Old Town for a celebration of our fifth anniversary. You won't want to miss the free make and take air plant terrarium booth, or the opportunity to test your ozone knowledge and spin the prize wheel. There's going to be a clean commute cookie decorating station, information from local transportation organizations, great food, and a lot of other fun. This event is in collaboration with Arts Night Out, and you can get more information on our website, cleancommuteday.org/celebration.
Visit cleancommuteday.org for more. I'm Russ White reporting for WKAR News.
You know, we're not asking you to change your whole lifestyle. Just try it for a day. Try it this Friday, which is Clean Commute Day, Friday, May 4. And you might find that it's a lot easier than you think.